So the first one would ideally be brushing your teeth. Yeah, preferably before we put each other's tongues in each other's mouths, let's say.
Really? So what, only if they've eaten meat or just regardless?
You know, I think it's always nice to kiss a fresh mouth, isn't it? But definitely if they've had some meat on the date, let's get that stuff out of there.
The hookup. Love and f***ing on Triple J.
Warning, sex and adult themes.
To someone who isn't vegan, living without eating any meat or products from animals sounds pretty difficult. But can you imagine what it'd be like when you're constantly going on dates with people who just don't understand your vegan lifestyle? I'm James Finlay, and on this podcast, we're talking about vegan dating. You'll hear from Shane in Melbourne, who has a set of rules he likes his dates to follow, and from a woman who's created an app to help vegos and vegans find each other. You'll also hear from a 19-year-old hunter who sources and cooks her own meat. How do her dates react to that? Joining me in a moment is vegan psychologist Claire Mann. But first, I asked blogger, YouTuber, and Insta-famous vegan Bonnie Rebecca what the vegan lifestyle even means.
Okay, well, pretty much being a vegan means that you exclude having animal products or byproducts in your diet whatsoever. So no eggs, no dairy, and that's pretty much the difference between vegetarians. They just don't eat meat. But yeah, you also just like, we try to exclude having or using any products that are kind of tested on animals or have animal byproducts in them. So just overall, like, not supporting, yeah, animal or their byproducts.
Is that really difficult when you're going grocery shopping?
Well, at first it can be like a bit of a transition because, you know, if you grow up eating animal products and you're used to shopping for that and buying for that, you might not know what to make. For me personally, like, I was not vegetarian or close to veganism when I first found out about it. So it was a bit of a transition, but nowadays it's so easy. You know, it's quite a growing movement. So there's heaps of vegan stuff in the stores and yeah, it's become a lot easier.
Yeah. So how did you first get into being vegan?
Well, because you guys are talking about dating tonight, which is quite funny, but my boyfriend, I met him and he was vegan and I was not vegan. So usually you don't really hear that because usually it's the girl who is vegan and they like introduce the guy to it. But yeah, I was like not vegan at all. I barely even knew what that meant. And he was vegan and he was just like so, I don't know, just like encouraging and open about it. And I was actually really intrigued. I was like, hang on a second, like, you're vegan. Like, this is weird. Like, I need to like prove you wrong almost. And we just like debated about it for a while. So yeah. And eventually he just like gave me a heap of awesome information and I just like couldn't really deny it. I don't know. I just got so interested in it. So I just started doing the research for myself and yeah.
Yeah. So I guess when you started becoming a vegan from your boyfriend, you had these preconceived ideas with what a vegan was and
definitely, yeah.
What would you say to people who are listening who might, you know, be going on a date with someone who's vegan in the near future, or maybe those who are saying, nah, too hard?
Yeah, well, I think you just have to kind of like approach it with an open mind and just be empathetic because, yeah, I was not that at all. I kind of thought I knew everything and I was really ignorant to understanding other people's ways of eating and why they might be doing so. So I think, yeah, I think it's really not that hard at all. So I think you should just focus on like the person for who they are and whether or not you like them and not really about, yeah, whether they're vegan or not, because it's just, it's so easy and, yeah.
Well, Bonnie, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup. And yeah, congrats on your Insta famous for being a vegan.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
You're on The Hookup on Triple J. James Finlay with you tonight, filling in for Hannah Riley. And we're talking being a vegan and dating. I'm hearing from you on the text line. One of you says, hooking up with someone just because they have similar eating behaviours is awkward long term. Love to know why it's that awkward. Might find out why in just a moment with our vegan psychologist. And another one of you says, when my ex went vegan, I cooked breakfast for us. Bacon and eggs, her favourite. Well, I think you made a mistake there, buddy. And another one. I had a date, went on a date with a guy who walked out on dinner after I asked the waiter for my meal dairy free. He said, I'm not down for a chick who doesn't eat no cheese. Dodged a bullet there. That's Kate from Coffs Harbour. Joining me in the studio is Claire Mann. She's a clinical psychologist and also a vegan. Claire, thank you so much for coming in on The Hookup.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, do some of these stories ring true to you and to some of your clients that you've had?
Well, people tend to come and see a vegan psychologist because of the pain and suffering they feel because they've experienced and come across what happens to animals in the process of production. So on a date or something and having different eating priorities is not always as difficult a problem as finding out about other things.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning then. So what, because I'm sure there are many people out there right now who are going, vegan psychologist, how is that a thing? So you just mentioned one of the most important reasons that perhaps a lot of people didn't think about. So why might people come and see a vegan psychologist?
Absolutely. Well, I've been a psychologist for over 20 years. I'm also a vegan, and I became a vegan psychologist really because of a demand. But I think to clarify why that is needed and why there is such a demand, it's important to clarify what is veganism.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a eating preference, although that is one of the behaviours. A veganism is a philosophy by which somebody lives their lives according to the non-use and non-exploitation of animals. So in terms of what they eat, what they wear, the products they put on their face, and also who they date often, of course.
Of course. I didn't even think of clothing. So I guess leather.
And fur and wool, in fact.
Yeah. Wow. Oh gosh, wool. Didn't even think of wool. Okay. Do you see where people transition from being a non-vegan to vegan? Like what does that path kind of look like? How do people get onto that?
Well, again, because I've clarified that it's really about the non-use and exploitation of animals. If somebody chooses, say, a plant-based diet and they choose to go beyond being a vegetarian, so they're not partaking of any animal products at all in their diet, it doesn't actually mean they've come across that information that says, well, hey, what's going on behind closed doors? There may be another vegan who is concerned about the environment and perhaps water usage in the dairy industry, which is very, very topical at the moment. Mm-hmm. They may actually do it for health reasons or religious reasons, in fact. They might be Hindus or Taoists or something. But when someone comes across the use of animals or they see the sentient nature of animals beyond their own cat and dog, they start to ask more questions and then they realise that they can't eat them or wear them or watch them in cages at a zoo or go to a rodeo, all the things that many people ringing in might want to take someone on a date to.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the dating with food is only one really small part of what you might encounter dating a vegan.
Absolutely. In fact, we live in Sydney, so it really is really too easy if you want to go to a vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
And in fact, people, non-vegans, eat vegan food all the time. You eat bananas, don't you?
Sure do. Tom, you're on Flinders Island and you're a beef farmer. Do you reckon that you might be able to turn a vegan?
I reckon. I'm pretty sure if a vegan came to Flinders Island, they'd probably starve to death after about 4 weeks.
You don't have vegetables there?
Well, there are vegetables, but I think they're going to come to realise that the world goes round with meat. And you're put on this earth just to have a bit of everything. I'd say that I have a vegetarian diet most of the time, but bloody hell, a good steak doesn't go too far. And I think that, I think the world would stop.
Claire Mann is with me in the studio. She is a vegan psychologist. Would the world end?
Hello, Tom. Tom, the world certainly wouldn't end. In fact, the reason we do have starvation around the world is because the food that should be grown to feed people around the world is actually being used in factory farming. And now we find that, for instance, the biggest predators of the ocean are actually cows now, because we actually take the pellets out of the sea and we feed them. We grow soya beans and we actually feed cows on them while people are actually starving. So in fact, whilst there would be a transition, you're absolutely right.
Tom, thank you so much for giving us a call. Don't worry, I still eat meat at the moment, so you've still got a sale in me.
Yeah, no worries.
You're on The Hookup on Triple J. We're talking about dating and being a vegan tonight. Melissa from Melbourne, thank you for giving us a call. You've been using a new technology to find people who are vegan.
Yes, James. I use Facebook groups. I'm in quite a few vegan Facebook groups, some for singles, some for other sort of areas of interest and meeting people, and I've met my past two partners through them.
Fantastic. And I guess that's been quite successful for you then.
Yeah, and I've met a lot of friends. It's really great because, you know, we're like-minded in a lot of ways.
Mm. Yeah, and I think very soon we are going to hear about someone who has actually created an app for vegans and to help people dating. Is it something that you really struggled with before using these groups?
Yeah, I was still using Tinder when I first went vegan, and I didn't want to come across as one of those preachy vegans, so I didn't tell guys until I met them, and I went on a dinner date, and when we sat down, he said he wanted to share the meat platter.
Oh dear.
And the day just went downhill from there, so that wasn't great.
Well, I'm glad that you finally found some happiness and had, you know, going on some good dates now.
Yeah, well, I'm actually in a relationship, so I'm pretty happy, yeah.
Well, that's even better to hear. Melissa, thank you so much for giving us a call.
Thanks, James.
Now, 25-year-old Shane from Melbourne has pretty strict rules for the people that he dates. Shane, how did you get onto being a vegan?
It actually happened one night when I was partying like crazy as a 19-year-old when I just moved to Sydney. It kind of just, in the moment when I was about 5 a.m., in the morning, I sort of plucked a cherry tomato off this bush that I was growing and had a really hippie moment and went, oh, my God, that came from the soil, man. Well, what if I just ate everything from the soil, man? Yeah, one of those.
That sounds like how it would happen in a movie.
Well, that's my life. You know?
Okay, and how has it affected your dating life? Were you open to, like, are you open to dating non-vegans? Like, I don't think you are you?
well, let's just say in an ideal world, you know, I would date only vegans, but celibacy is only cool in very conservative circles these days.
Okay, so have you dated non-vegans before?
I have.
Do you feel like you have to, like, come out each time as a vegan to people?
Yeah, open that closet door again, right? yeah, it is pretty interesting. And the way you approach it is kind of, you know, you got to read the room and see what the vibe's like. But yeah, it's been an interesting change, that's for sure.
Now, you've developed a list of, I'd say, like, tick boxes for when dating people, just to make sure that you don't get infected by meat.
Interesting way to put it. In a way, I guess. It's just to keep myself safe, you know, keep myself in the clean zone.
All right, so what's the first one?
So the first one would ideally be brushing your teeth.
What? Well, everyone should be brushing their teeth.
It's true. This is true, and I make sure of it. But
so what, brushing your teeth like... Like, obviously people should be brushing their teeth when they, you know, in the morning and at night before they go to bed. Are there extra times where you would like your partners to brush their teeth?
Yeah, preferably before we put each other's tongues in each other's mouths, I'd say.
Really? So what, only if they've eaten meat or just regardless?
You know, I think it's always nice to kiss a fresh mouth, isn't it? But definitely if they've had some meat on the date... let's get that stuff out of there before we go to town, you know?
How do you feel about your date eating meat in front of you while you're on a date?
Well, you know, you've got to be courteous, don't you? You've got to be nice. You've got to open the door. You've got to wipe the meat drizzle from the side of their mouth.
Oh, gross. Okay.
Yeah.
all right. Point number two?
Point number two is showers.
Showers?
I mean, as you said, everyone should do that.
Everyone should shower. I feel like these are pretty simple points, Shane.
I think they are, but I believe it's the timing of the shower.
Okay, continue.
So we've come home, you know, it's been a long night. Maybe we've been dancing, we've been drinking.
Uh-huh.
Let's hit the showers.
Nothing more romantic.
So is this just for cleanliness, or is it because meat comes out of the pores during sweating?
Look at you. You're on it. You're on it.
Wow.
I want to get that meaty sweat out of there.
Far out. All right. Okay. Point number three.
Number three would be, I'm not much of an ass eater, but
okay.
I will not rim an omelet.
What?
You won't,
no rimming if what? They've eaten meat in the past, what, hour, 2 hours, 24 hours, 30 days?
Well, meat stays in your stomach for quite a while, so I try to draw the line at omnis.
So what? Do you ask these people if they've eaten meat recently and then go, sorry, no tongue in ass today?
Sorry, no tongue in ass. Well, I mean, it's the soft sell. You know, you got to read the room, as I said, and hopefully I've poked around a little bit and found out their dietary habits earlier on before I brought them home, you know.
So while you're on a date, you're or maybe on a dance floor, you're asking, so when was the last time you consumed a steak?
Yeah. Okay. Like pork?
And final point?
The final point is if I'm feeling a little courageous and I'm starting to get with the fellas, I don't swallow. Only.
Yeah, okay. Well, at least I love that the line there is like no swallows. Like you'll still have the meat jizz in your mouth, but not swallowed.
It's true. I mean, preferably don't finish in my mouth.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, that's a universal thing, I'd imagine.
Well, yeah, that's the safest way to do it, you know?
Exactly.
Shane, thank you so much for sharing your flash rules for us.
No worries.
You're on The Hookup on Triple J. We are talking about dating a vegan, and Shane's rules seem quite extensive. I'm in the studio with Claire Mann, who is a vegan psychologist. Claire, having these kind of rules, is this normal for people who are vegan?
Well, I think the vegans are like anyone else. If they want good relationships, it has to be based on values.
Mm-hmm.
What is important to us? We're having a bit of fun there, and our previous callers called in, I guess, and is sharing some fun things there in one sense. But the reality is good relationships, whether it's a good evening out or you're going to have a long-term relationship with someone, is based on an openness and getting to know people and a reciprocal respect for the otherness of the other and understanding each other's values. So a lot of people just don't communicate. They actually hide these things to themselves. They're afraid to have an open conversation and they feel too self-conscious if someone's going to criticize them or something, jump to conclusions. And I say to people, ask questions, open-ended questions, find out what's important to people rather than assuming that they'll jump to conclusions about what a vegan is. Most people don't know what a vegan is. They think it's a fussy vegetarian. But a vegan is someone who is not just about their own values. It isn't about come across to my side of the table and listen to what I've got to say. It's actually about compassion. And so when did compassion become something that wasn't desirable?
Mm.
I think that the majority of people listening in are actually probably pre-vegans. They actually are vegan in this. They have vegan values in the sense that they do not think it's okay to put shampoo in bunnies' eyes. They don't think it's okay to abuse animals. And they would be horrified if they knew where their products and services and food came from. And so the vegan, when they know this information and they've seen those images and they've visited those places, they want to say to people, hey, look, let's talk about our values, because it's not just about animals here. It's actually about our planet and it's about other people. How we treat animals is how we're going to treat other people.
Mm. Well, someone who was so passionate about being a vegan that, and I guess the vegan community, because that is what we're talking about tonight as well, is Amber Guzzi, and she has created her own app for people who are vegan so they can meet each other. It's called V-Love. Thank you so much for coming on The Hookup, Amber.
Thanks so much for having me. So I do have a question. Is Shane still single, or has he found someone that ticks all the boxes?
He's still single, yes.
Oh, okay.
Does that surprise you?
Not really. No. Sorry, Shane.
Yeah. So, okay, you wouldn't go down well with you, but you are a vegan. You've created this dating app. What made you want to create the app in the first place?
Sure. So I actually have been flirting with vegetarianism for a while, all my life. But I actually become a committed vegan about 2 years ago, right? And at first I didn't think it will affect my dating life at all. It was the last thing I actually thought about. Until I started to want to meet someone a bit more, you know, a bit more like a partner, right? Someone who shares the same values. And I felt like it always became a problem, really, in when I was meeting people online. I would get, how do you say, unmatched?
Yeah.
Pretty quickly. Or a lot of my friends got really rude comments as well as soon as they said that they were vegans. You know, I can't say that on here, but there were some pretty classics that all vegans get when you're on dating apps.
Yeah.
So, I felt that there was a bit of a, you know, gap here and that people just want to meet like-minded people, I guess. So I thought it would be a good idea to create a nice and safe forum and place to where vegan singles could just, you know, meet and start chatting. I do want to say though that, you know, I did feel really excluded as soon as I started to come out and try to be, you know, try to explain to people why I wanted to be, why I was a vegan. Whilst I was trying to get a first date with them, you know. My vision for the app when I wanted to create it was to make sure that it was also inclusive. So as Claire was saying, a lot of people do share the same ethical values and lifestyle as I do. They just haven't made the step yet to become vegan, but they are curious and they might not be in that same you know, in an open environment where they can make that step easily. So I want to say to us people as well that, you know, they can also jump on VLOV and they will meet people that will be happy to talk to them about being vegan and probably be like really happy to date them too, you know, because it's all about sharing that same, you know, the same values and that same ethical, you know, sense, I guess.
Claire. Amber was talking a lot about how some of the rejection that vegetarians and vegans feel on the dating scene, having that occur to you often must have a psychological impact on your confidence and willing to date, right?
Well, it can do. It depends where the person's coming from, of course. Being told off because you've got fussy eating is going to be less traumatic, of course, than actually someone who laughs or ridicules animal cruelty. So you've got a very different situation there. And I guess people want to partner with people. People want to be loved. They want to connect. And to not be able to find someone who is on the same wavelength, ethically or morally or with fundamental values, that's a very lonely path, of course. However, in Sydney, it's very easy because we have a thriving Sydney Vegan Club and community that is growing, has over 10,000 members. And so this is an area that is growing where people are saying, let's just expand our sort of bandwidth of compassion and kindness and fairness, and we can still have a glass of champagne at the same time.
Amber, what has the reaction been to people that have been using the app?
Sure. So I actually launched the app about three months ago, and it's been in beta, and I'm relaunching the final version at the end of the month, so watch out.
Well, best of luck with the next phase of that. That's Amber Guzzi, who is the creator of the VLOV app. Right now, we're talking about dating and being vegan, and so far we've heard from vegans on what it's like dating non-vegans, but what about the other side of this scenario? Well, Jamie is 19 and lives in country Victoria. Thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup, Jamie. First of all, can you tell me what you mean by being a hunter?
For me personally, I guess I like providing myself with the meat and knowing at least where it comes from. Also doing my fair share of conservation. Some of these animals are pest animals.
When you go hunting, what are you looking for?
Well, I mostly hunt for deer.
Yeah.
But I also will go out fox shooting, kangaroo shooting, pretty much just any pest animal that needs to be eradicated or cleared from the area.
So how many deer are out there? Is there much deer going around?
I couldn't tell you an exact number off the top of my head, but there's quite a lot. Like, I can quite confidently go for a drive of an evening or of an early morning, and you'd easily see them in the paddocks or on the roads. Yeah, they're quite populated around here where I live.
And so when you shoot the deer, you're able to take them back with you. What do you end up doing with them? Do you butcher them up? Do you have someone who does that for you? Or
so when I go out shooting, I only really shoot what I need.
Yeah.
So if I do shoot something that I need for meat, say if it's a fallow deer, which is a species of deer, they've got really nice skin. So I usually use those for rugs. So I skin them myself. And then I will butcher the animal myself, take what meat I want myself, and then whatever meat I don't need, I'll usually either give to dogs, or if there's any locals that would like some venison, I supply them with that.
It's like you're the local butcher sometimes.
Yes, some would say.
So how good are you at cooking deer now? Because it can be a bit difficult to cook, can't it?
Yeah, venison... it's kind of a tricky meat. You've got to cook it with enough moisture, I guess, in the fry pan or in the slow cooker. So sometimes it's very easy to dry out, and then it becomes quite stringy and less flavour, like it doesn't have as much flavour. But what I pretty much do is here at home we make venison stroganoff. We just cook it up in steaks, really. Like you can marinate them and cook them up in steaks. I put them in the fry pan and I can just mix it up with pasta, etc.
So it sounds like you're a bit of a whiz in the kitchen as well.
Yeah, I try to do as much as I can, really, to learn and everything. The same with rabbit and different animals you can also use. Like you can make rabbit stew, you can deep fry duck.
So you're single now, you're not really dating, but you've dated in the past. How have your partners reacted to you being such a, I guess, a whiz at shooting and cooking up?
Well, I've dated people that have hunted before, and I've also dated some people that don't hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my previous ex, he didn't hunt, and, like, he was a really great bloke. He has been shearing since he was 14, and the only time he'd go out shooting was really to shoot foxes that were trying to get to his lambs. So him shearing all the time, he didn't have that much of a chance to kind of spend with me or go hunting, and he never really got into it. I accepted him for, you know, what he does and, you know, his living, really.
Yeah.
And that's not much, like, I'm not discriminating in any way like that. Like, there's a lot of people out there that don't hunt and don't choose to hunt, but like, it was nice to kind of have hunting as my own hobby and have it to myself, but at the same time I think it would have been a lot nicer if we could have shared that experience together and some memories in that case.
So I guess when it comes to finding a partner, you know, having these things in common or at least a great understanding of each other's interests is pretty important to you, yeah?
Yeah, it is.
So I guess if someone was to say that they were a vegetarian or even vegan, it probably wouldn't go down too well, would it?
I wouldn't judge someone on that, but at the same time, meat does play a big factor in my life because it's something that I do and something that I love, along with fishing. I love hunting and stuff, so it would be quite difficult because, like you said, my freezers are full of meat. You wouldn't be able to avoid the meat in my house, like it's just there.
You need someone to help you eat the meat, Jamie.
I do. I need to start giving some out, giving it to the dogs.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup, and happy hunting.
Thank you very much.
We're running out of time, but I do want to get to this term that you've coined, Vistopia. Can you explain that to me?
Absolutely. Well, any vegans listening to our hunter on the line a moment ago is probably potentially suffering from this in this very moment, because in that discussion of hunting, it's almost talking about a hobby or an interest or entertainment, when in fact you're talking about an animal's life here. And we're talking about speciesism, which is actually a prejudice saying that humans have greater credence and ability to choose to entertain themselves in all sorts of ways, and animals don't have that. Also, within the species, we would be horrified if our dog or cat was shot and skinned, and we used the skin to be put on the floor. It's really just an ideology and a belief. Vistopia is an existential challenge that vegans experience, i.e. they suddenly wake up in a world that they don't understand. It comes from a variant, really, of dystopia, which is a world that is totalitarian and dark and greedy and aggressive. And vegans go through an experience of finding out about these dark, oppressive abuses of animals. There were 500 million animals in Australia at the moment, for instance, in factory farming. They become so traumatized by that, but then they become traumatized by the trance-like behavior of other human beings who ridicule that or laugh at it, when we're really talking about the sentient nature of animals begging for their lives.
Mm. Well, I'm sure we could talk about this all night, and there are people across the country right now who are on all the spectrum when it comes to this. So thank you so much for giving us your point of view and for helping those people out who are perhaps really having some troubles with their vegan lifestyle.
Thank you very much.
That's Claire Mann, a psychologist who is one of the only, I guess, or very well known for being a vegan psychologist here in Australia.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're loving what we're doing here on The Hookup, then head to wherever you get your podcasts and give us a rating. It really helps other people find the show. And if there's something you really want us to cover, then get in touch. Send us an email to thehookup@abc.net.au or hit us up on Facebook.